Now we're going to look at a place where hipster culture and world events collide, Lebanon. The hipster trademark, the long beard, is common the world over from Brooklyn to Beirut. Depending on whom you ask, long beards are cool, irksome, or pretentious. But in Beirut, sporting them can be misunderstood. NPR's Alice Fordham reports.
Mazen Hariz is so well-groomed. A bartender and business student, he has fine features, limpid, dark eyes, and most glorious of all, a long, shiny beard topped with a twirling moustache.
My beard is like my girlfriend.
It took 7 months to grow and needs half an hour's grooming every morning.
To make the beard like this, you know, first hot water or like this, and after shampoo and after conditioner.
Then blowout, then sometimes straighteners, but not too often because that's not good for the beard. Girls like it, but police checkpoints don't.
And every day I tell the police, what's this, why do you have a beard?
The problem is there are other people with long beards in Lebanon, the Islamist extremists who've attacked the army and planted car bombs. Hariz says it's so annoying how people assume he's a terrorist because of his beard.
Maybe I want to cut it. Maybe.
It's a dilemma all over this trendy part of East Beirut. Fashionable beards flourish here, but their soaring style value coincided with a spate of jihadi attacks. Everyone's got a story of a misunderstanding. Down the road, there's a live hip-hop night in full swing. The MC, Hussein Sharafuddin, a.k.a. Preacher Man, is resplendent in a plaid shirt with top button fastened, black-rimmed glasses, baseball cap, and a marvellous beard, a beard he's had since 98, a beard he reckons all these newcomers have copied. He's had problems.
My tale is the end game of many, many, many tales and many, many run-ins with the so-called security forces in our country.
At the beginning of this year, he became notorious when he was arrested and a photograph of him in handcuffs circulated in the media. How do you know it was because of the beard?
Because the cop put the gun in my head and told me, I'm gonna burn your beard.
They released him after an overnight detention. He vows he'll never shave it.
I'm a man and I can grow my beard if I want to. I'm not stepping on anybody's toes. I'm not disrespecting anybody by growing a beard because it's me and I have to wear it. I don't know, I love it, you know, it's me, you know.
And he heads back into the fashionable throng, beards and moustaches, vintage clothes, tattoos, till he's swallowed up by the red light of the bar and the next round of freestyle rapping with his friends. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.